like my preaching. You didn't get to hear me Sunday night. That's the reason you come. That's the reason you come. I'm trying to keep telling myself that. Praise God. Luke chapter 24. Acts chapter 1. Luke chapter 24, we want to begin reading with verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, that tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Wouldn't you like to see that all over again? Amen. Those last several verses of Luke has a great deal of truth in there. We like. Amen. Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. Wait for the promise of the Father. Praise God. You believe in that? Amen. That, if you don't know what that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost outpouring that came in chapter 2 of Acts. To wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. Amen. The Lord had spoken many occasions about the Holy Ghost. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? A question. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which your Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up unto heaven? What are you doing this for? Didn't he tell you what to do? Well, you're standing around. He's gone. You got something now you to do. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye see, have seen him go into heaven. Amen. What are you standing here for? Amen. I believe with all my heart that we're getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. by degrees, by the minute, by the day. Amen. By the service. Seems like that God is, best I can tell, getting His church ready to leave out of here. Amen. I want to be on that first train out of here. Amen. I couldn't help but think of Brother Don Rich. I think most everybody knows that Brother Don Rich, and he's a great man. I ain't taking nothing from Brother Rich. He's one of my best friends. But most people know he's a mid-tribber, and he believes we're going through half of the tribulation before Jesus comes. But he said this. He said, "I'm really not sure, but whichever train leaves out of here first, I want to be on it." Amen. And that's the way I feel about it. I want to be on that first train load out of here. I believe we are certainly close to the coming of the Lord. I couldn't help but think while I was reading these verses the last several days, and out of Luke and then Acts chapter 1, it seemed like it was just leading up to the outpouring in chapter 2. Getting closer and closer. Amen. Every step, every day led them closer to that glorious outpouring. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that we are experiencing right now a moving of the Spirit of God in the church world. Not just in our own home church here. Other churches as well are experiencing a move of the Spirit of God in their services. Could it be that the Lord is getting the church ready to leave out of here? Amen. I remember several years ago, we took our school seniors here at Massanova Christian Academy on a senior trip, took them to Florida. And some of those students had never, ever, even as close as what Virginia State is to the Atlantic Ocean, they had never seen the Atlantic Ocean. And they had asked if they could take time to go over and see the Atlantic Ocean. Some of them had never seen it. Is any of y'all here that was on that trip? Tracy was. I forget who and all was on that trip that year. And it was late in the afternoon, or late evening actually. We was on our way back home, and just south of St. Augustine, Florida, I decided to take them over to the coast and let them see the Atlantic Ocean. And so there we did. I was thankful. It was in the off season. If it had been in season, we wouldn't have went. But it was off season, and the beach was just about totally desolate. Nobody there. But us and maybe one or two more way down. You couldn't even hardly see who they were. But we got out of the car or the van and went over, walked this walkway out across the sand dunes and down to the beach and walked up and down it. And they wanted, just couldn't hardly stand it but get their feet in the water. And then they wanted to get their ankles in the water. Then they wanted to get their shins in the water. And I said, "Now you remember, you got to go back long ways before you're going to be able to change clothes because you're going to be wet. Hello." And it just so happened that the tide was beginning to rise. And it's a beautiful sight. The beach is a beautiful sight. Not what's on the beach in the summertime, but amen. But the beach itself really is. The waves coming in is beautiful. Just to hear the sound of those waves coming in and slashing on the beachhead and receding back into the ocean. What a beautiful sight it is. And you see those breakers way out there. Those waves start breaking. And they make their waves, and then they just come in and break over and fall. And they make a wave again, and they fall. and they white capping, and then when it lashes on the beachhead, the water just runs way up on the beach, and then it recedes back into the ocean. Amen. And when the tide is coming in, you can hardly tell that the tide is rising. It's such a gradual thing. Amen. And when you look at it, if you're just standing there, you can hardly tell it just by looking at it. It takes 6 hours, amen, from low tide till the waves come in until it reaches high tide. Wave after wave. You don't reach high tide just by one wave. It takes many, many, many waves to reach high tide. You don't get all that God's got for you in one service. Hallelujah. You've got to be consistent. You don't grow from a dwarf to a spiritual giant in 1 week. It's many waves of God's glory. Amen. Sometime it takes God working in your life to perfect His will. A long time, months and years, to where He gets you where He wants you to be. Amen. And when the waves come in on the beach and it reaches high tide and then it starts receding back, and it takes 6 hours to get from high tide back down to low tide, and every wave, you can't tell it unless you drive a stop down out there. Amen. But every wave that comes in and going to high tide, amen, goes just a little bit further on the beachhead than the last wave. Amen. But it's such a small distance that you really don't notice that the tide of the sea or the level of the sea is rising toward land. Amen. The cycle begins all over again after 6 hours of going down to low tide. Amen. The difference between high tide and low tide is called the range. Amen. Of the tide. That's the distance that it covers. Amen. From this point to this point. Amen. That's called the range of the tide. And as the water rises, it comes closer to the land. Amen. As it reaches high tide. And then it falls away from the land, amen, when it goes to low tide. And there you have the process that God set in motion, amen. Sometimes the range of the tide, the distance, amen, differs from day to day according to the position that the sun and the moon, amen, that is in the heavens, amen, depends upon what those constellations does in the heavens. Do you understand, amen, that the moon controls the tide of the ocean? Amen. Whether it's a spring tide or whether it's at a high tide, amen, God put this whole thing in motion. God made everything work like clockwork. Precision. It never misses a stroke. Praise God. And when the sun and the moon are pulling along the same line, amen, as they do at full moon and new moon, you see the tide rises higher, amen, when the sun and the moon are pulling along the same line, amen, the tide rises higher than usual, amen, and that's called the spring tide, amen. That spring tide reaches a higher level. Amen. The surface of the water rises higher than at any other time. Amen. That's higher water level. Oh, God. We've been experiencing high tide. Amen. For some time now. Amen. In our church. But I'd like to experience a spring tide. Amen. When it gets higher than it's ever been before. Oh, God, give us an outpouring. Somebody said, I've seen some great things in my time in the church and the power of God falling. Amen. But say, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like that we're about to experience a spring
appetite in the church that we've not seen for a long time. Hey, amen. Can God do a fresh work of the Spirit in our lives? Somebody say amen. You see, amen, God made the heavens and the earth and the sea to all work together in His plan. Hallelujah. When the heavenly bodies and the constellations of the universe, amen, concentrate together at the same time, that produces springtide. The sun and the moon get on the same, amen, line pulling, amen, the waters of the sea toward the land. Amen. There has been times in history, praise God, it's springtide. Amen. The tide has raised as much as 50 feet higher, amen, than it is when it's at its regular low tide level. Amen, brother. Oh, God, give us an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I feel like that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost, amen, is pulling on the same line. I feel the tug of the Spirit, amen, saying this is that. That was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm feeling better. The rising tide consists more than just one wave. Amen, many waves. The surfers. I've never done any surfing. Amen, I wouldn't even know how to do it. Amen, I've read about it. They love those spring tides. Amen, when the waves get high. Amen, there is energy. Amen, you hear me? There is energy in that sea. Amen. Something is churning inside of that water. Amen. That's gigantic. That's pulling it toward the shoreline. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And those surfers get those surfboards. And they go way out there. Amen. They swim. They lay down on those boards and they swim out. Amen. Through the waves. And after they get out there certain ways, amen, they feel like they're far enough out. Come on, are y'all still listening to me? Amen, they get on that thing and they feel the energy in that sea a churning as the waves begin to make. Come on, are y'all still here? Something is boiling down in the depths of the ocean. Something down there is pulling, amen, and pushing and shoving. Amen, until the waves, amen, form a gigantic waves 20 feet high. Amen, those surfers like those high waves. Amen, come on, glory to God. Hello, and they'll get on that wave and they'll stand up on that surfboard. And they'll ride that wave as long as that wave goes until it splashes back into the surface of the water and melts away. And they wait, come on here. They wait, they feel that churning. They feel that energy. They feel that power. Amen, another wave is forming. And they'll stand up again and ride that wave. Hey, amen, Sunday I felt a wave of glory come in this place. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen, I feel God's presence here tonight. Amen. Amen. There has been lots of tidal waves. Tidal waves are bigger than spring tide waves. Tidal waves will destroy whole cities. Tidal waves will wipe out, amen, any residential or business area, amen, that is built along the shorelines. Tidal waves, amen, have power and energy that has never been measured. Amen. It's powerful force that wipes out everything. It'll wash out sand dunes. It'll wash out hotels. It'll wash out everything in its pathway. Amen. They are caused. I've been told that they are caused by earthquakes at sea. Amen. When earthquakes out yonder, way out in the ocean, on the bottom of the ocean floor, there's a huge earthquake. It may measure 9 or 10 or 12. Amen. On the Richter scale. Look out, land. There's a tidal wave coming. Somebody say amen. In 1755, 50-foot waves, amen, destroyed Lisbon, Portugal. Amen. In 1900, Galveston, Texas. In 1946, Hawaii. In 1960, Australia and the Philippines. In Japan and Hawaii again. Amen. Was almost wiped off the map by tidal waves. There was an earthquake at sea that caused those tidal waves to build until it wipes out everything in its pathways. Say, amen, earthquake tremors travel faster than, amen, tidal waves do. Earthquake tremors travel at speeds of more than 21,000 miles per hour. That's a couple miles per hour faster than my Lincoln will run. Amen. 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 21,000 miles per hour. Amen. That's 350 miles per minute. Amen. That's the tremors. That's when you feel the tremors somewhere yonder. Miles away, there's been an earthquake. Amen. In just a few seconds, you have felt the tremors of that earthquake that might have happened. Amen. 500 miles away. It doesn't take long for those tremors to reach you. Somebody say amen. They tell me, I wasn't here last week. They tell me that Culpeper had an earthquake. Woo! That's getting close to home. I understand. I was told that it shook things off of the shelves in Walmart. And they shut the doors of the place and evacuated everybody for so many hours. Wouldn't let nobody back in the building. Amen. Come on here. You feel those tremors. And you know that the whole earth is shaking. This world is reeling and rocking. Amen. Hey, 21,000 miles per hour. You feel the shock. Amen. Of the tremor of that earthquake. But the tidal wave, amen, only travels at 400 to 500 miles per hour. Amen. Help me, Lord. If you could only sense, amen, something ahead of time. Did you know the earthquake tremor? Amen. Along the shoreline is a warning. Hey, it is a signal to everybody that lives along that shoreline or is on the beachhead. Amen. Vacate the area. There's a tidal wave that'll come in a little while. Get prepared. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus was telling these disciples, amen, when they asked him the question, are you going to restore the kingdom of God at this time? And Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times of the season which the Father has reserved in his own time. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Jesus was warning them. Amen, there's a tidal wave coming. Hallelujah. Go to the upper room. Amen, tarry and tell. Ye be endued with power from on high. Amen, it's all come on here. Amen, it's already scheduled. Amen. It's going to hit land in just a little while. You need to be there. You need to be ready. Hey, I sense that there is an earthquake in God's spiritual world. And you and I, amen, need to and say, here am I. Fill me with your glory. Lift your hands and worship God. as best I can tell, and I'm about done, it isn't going to come. Twice in every century, according to the history of even modern church history, there is a mighty outpouring of the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. It came around the turn of the century of 1800. There was a mighty move of God. Amen. In 1857, they had one of the greatest revivals that shook Europe, England, and the United States. Amen. What a revival that swept, amen, hundreds and hundreds into the kingdom of God. Amen. Somebody say amen. About 1890, amen, we read, and it started building. And there was a spiritual momentum that came. After 1850, are y'all still here? Say amen. Oh, if we could only see men and women of the late 1800s, amen, as they got lax and spiritually cold, and God began to deal with its church again. Amen, in the 1890s. And from there till about 1906 or 1908, there was a building and a sensation that God was doing something in the hearts of the people of God. There was a hunger. Somebody say amen. It fell in Azusa Street in California, Los Angeles. It fell in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It fell in Topeka, Kansas. Amen. People got hungry for God. Woo! Hey, y'all listen to me. Hey! Amen. Sometimes we get the cart before the horse. Amen. We won't speak in tongues. Amen. And I believe in speaking in tongues. Amen. We want the power of God, and I believe in the power of God. We want divine healing, and I believe in divine healing too. Amen. But we want all the benefits without ever us getting closer to God. Amen. Say, if you go back and check the record, amen, it was not because people were seeking for tongues or seeking to be healed. They were just seeking to draw closer to God. Amen. They wanted to, great God, come on here. They wanted more than what they had. They were not satisfied with their experience with God. They just wanted God. They weren't necessarily interested in what He could do for them in His power. They just wanted God. And Lord, when we get that kind of hunger in our soul for Him, He will fill us. Somebody say hallelujah. It fell. Folks got helped. Folks got blessed. Folks, amen, shouted, spoke in tongues, were healed. Miracles. And the tide went out. Somebody can say amen. Then came the roaring 20s. Oh, amen. And such dances, carnal dances, sinful, wicked dances, as the Charleston came out in those years. Of course, we got a lot worse now than the Charleston, I can promise you. Amen. Help me, Lord. But the roaring 20s is when all the gangsters and the mobs became prominent in American culture. And they killed and looted and stole. And then came the 29 stock market crash. Amen. Come on here. And then the depression that followed. Amen. Of the 30s. In World War II in the 40s. Hey! Amen. But when the stock market crashed and the depression came. Amen. There was something that happened in America. There was a deepened hunger. They had forgotten the turn of the century of Azusa Street. They had forgotten the outpouring at Hot Springs, Arkansas. Amen. Come on here. There was about 20 years or 30 years in between after those years of outpouring. Amen, that men and women got wicked and sinful and cold, and the church became dead. But in the war years, amen, there was a spiritual hunger that began to arise in the hearts of the people of God. Revivals broke out here and there. Somebody say amen. There came another wave of glory. Amen. Springtide came. Amen. To the church world. Amen. Came on the scene with mighty men of power like Raymond T. Ritchie and Jack Cole. Smith Wigglesworth died in the 1940s. Amen. Then came T.L. Osborne and Gordon Lindsay. And some of y'all older folks will remember some of those names. And W.B. Grant. Amen. And Tommy Hicks. Woo! And the voice of healing preachers. And William Branham. And they all spearheaded revival. Great citywide revivals of the 40s and the 50s. Amen. Tent revivals that shook people. Miracles of healing and mighty outpourings. Come on, come on, come on here. Some of y'all were in those days. Some of y'all saw miracles with your own eyes. Tent revivals and citywide campaigns. 20 and 30 and 40,000 people in one service. Oh, what a move of God we had. Hey, I was a boy, but I remember the miracles that God did those years. Hey, come on, somebody say amen. Then came the 60s, and the tide went out. Seemed like the church world got lower than it had ever been. The rebellious 60s, it is called. Amen. In the church world and in the secular world, they call it the rebellious 60s. Amen. Then came the permissive 70s. Amen. Then came the godless 80s. And now we're in the apostate 90s. Amen. Say, I'm not one bit discouraged. I'm not a pessimist when it comes to the things of God and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I sense that there is a wave building. I feel, great God, I feel the energy under my spiritual feet. Amen. There's something churning. There's something moving. Amen. God's, amen, great God, the Holy Ghost and the Father and the Son is pulling at the church. Hey, a tidal wave is coming. Amen. The year 2000 is approaching. Amen. We're in for a move of the Spirit of God. You can sit there dry as, amen, last year's bird nest. You can sit dead as a doornail. You can sit while other people get in and get healed and get blessed and get filled. Amen. You can go on your worldly way. Amen. Look at your television and your videos, and you'll never even know that God's moving by His power in the church world. That there is a move of the Holy Ghost to them that want to draw close to God. I felt the tremors of a spiritual earthquake. Somebody said, what about all the scandals and the upheavals? Ah, it is only the signs of the end time. I feel the tremors. There's a spiritual earthquake. Amen. A tidal wave is coming. Hey, amen. Let's prepare our hearts for what God has in store for the church. Amen. If you want to hear on what God's doing, you're going to have to get up closer to where the altar is and closer to where the fire's burning. You need to go up near the shoreline. Amen. Where you can sense that God, amen, is sending a tidal wave of His glory and His power in the heart of the saints. The worldly minded will never sense the moving of the Spirit of God until it has come, reached its peak, and is gone. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that is born of the Spirit will sense that something is building. Great God, I feel a Holy Ghost in this service tonight. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. 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 I was praying about some of our young people not too long ago, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Amen. Said, quit worrying about them. When the time comes, amen, I'll get them. Hallelujah. I just decided I'm going to go ahead and have church. Amen. I don't care what you do. I'm going to have a meeting. Amen. I need an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in my soul. And you can have it too if you get in on what God's doing. Somebody say hallelujah. I can promise you, the revival of Shady Springs camp meeting last week was not an isolated case. I talked to Sister Shirley Lester on the telephone today, I believe it was. Yesterday. Amen. Amen. And she said, every camp meeting in Oklahoma has been unusual. Supernatural power of God working. Hallelujah among the saints. Hey, amen. I sense on the East Coast, in the state of Virginia, there's a hunger, amen, rising in the hearts of the people of God. Hey, draw close to God. Draw near to Him. Amen, you can have it too. But you got to get closer than what you are and where you are. You've got to draw up near to the altar. The tide is rising. The tide is rising. When I look around in our own congregation and I see what God's done for Johnny, and I look at Missy and say, glory to God. Amen. Somebody say amen. I don't mean to embarrass Missy. I just want to take something. When Missy's not prayed through, you can tell it. I mean, everybody can. Hallelujah. Now, I'm the pastor. I can talk like that. Don't you try it. You get in trouble. Hallelujah. When Missy ain't prayed through right, I mean, she can get a little, that's what I thought you said. Amen. But when Missy's got the victory, like she has got the last several weeks, every time you see her, she's smiling. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I not one time. Johnny, amen, I never told you to get rid of your TV, did I? No, sir, not one time did I mention it to you. He wrestled with it all night one night and got up the next morning and said, Missy, we got to do something with this. Hallelujah. Hey, amen, there's an earthquake of glory. Hey, I felt it. I felt the ground shake. I felt the tidal wave of God's glory. Woo! Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. When I see what God's done for Christiane and Jamie. Woo! I said, I felt another tremor. Amen. There's an earthquake. Amen. A tidal wave's on its way. When I see what God's done for, amen, Chrissy Grigsby. Amen. And how Kevin prayed the other night. Amen. I say, I felt another tremor. When I see what God's done, amen, for Betty Woodard. Hallelujah. Amen. She draws up closer to the altar. I said, glory to God. There's another wave. Glory to God. When I see Shirley Ann Mills wallowing in the floor like a holy roller, speaking. Of thy God has come, and I will do that for you that is impossible. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship God. The Bible said that Jesus told those disciples, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons that is in my own Father's hands, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Hallelujah. And ye shall be witnesses. Hallelujah. That means I was there. I can verify to the fact that it happened. I am a witness to the credit of God. Hallelujah. That God is moving by His Spirit throughout the whole earth. Signs and wonders. Where God moveth. The song said, oh, move, O Lord, O me. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place. and in one accord. And there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. There appeared in them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And spake in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Oh God, do it again. Oh God, this is the last of this century. This is the last decade before the year 2000. Give us again what you gave the early church. Amen. That outpouring.
If you're hungry for God, get out of your seat. I don't care where you're standing or sitting. If you're hungry for God, come and stand around this altar and reach toward the heavenly world. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, I'm hungry. I don't want to be fed. I'm thirsty. I'm not satisfied. You cannot become, listen, amen, you cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and worship God and ask Him for that move of the Spirit in our hearts tonight. Glory to God. That fresh outpouring, that fresh touch of God, that Holy Ghost unction. Hallelujah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Hey, are you thirsty? Do you want it? Amen. How about it? Amen. God's got ample supply. Amen. In His reserve, His storehouse has plenty. Praise God. Just reach up. Amen. Reach up after God. Oh, God, I'm hungry. Oh, God, I'm thirsty. Oh, God, I need to be filled. Oh, God, I want more than I've ever had before. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. Hallelujah.